My story has less to do with sports and more to do with competitiveness. But we decided to take a trip to Mexico for my good friend Caroline's 30th birthday. And on the beautiful beaches of Tulum, we were strolling along when somebody got the idea to jog back. And something clicked in me. I'm very competitive, but only about weird things, like board games. Things that don't matter at all to real life. I was, you know, one time enthralled in a chess game with my good friend and knocked the chessboard over in a rage, and I was only intimidated being embarrassed when his fiance walked in the room, even though I'm pretty sure that he was cheating. my mother used to hide the Uno cards from me because one time during a trip across the country, we almost got into a car wreck because I was pretty sure I was winning. she was wrong. I don't think it's a problem of being competitive so much as a problem of I don't want to be a loser, and I'm not, and they're wrong. I think it takes a certain amount of perspective to realize that most fistfights don't start over trivial pursuit. And I'm going to go ahead and say, David, I hope you Googled that shit, because I was right. But so we were jogging, and I was neck and neck with Peter, Caroline's brother, who is, by the way, 10 years my senior. But I looked at him, and he looked at me and the sun and paradise, and I thought, I'm going to dust his ass. You're going down, Peter. I hope you're ready for this. And I jogged, and I jogged, and I looked behind me, and there was nobody behind me. Caroline wasn't there, Peter wasn't there. In fact, nobody was there. And it was dark, and I was wearing a bikini, and I didn't have my glasses. And the palm tree that I had used as a landmark now seemed a very poor choice. So I'm clawing along at the beach. We're staying in an ecologically friendly hut, which seemed good at the time. But we didn't have any lighting. There was no lighting anywhere. I'm clawing along the beach. I run into electrical fencing. I'm shocked by electrical fencing in a bikini in paradise. That's right, because it's not paradise unless there's no electrical lighting to light the electrical fencing. But there's electrical fencing. That's ecologically friendly, apparently. So I'm ravaged by fencing, weather, whatever. And I see a blue light, as if from heaven, cast down the beach. A blue light appearing before me, and I'm just like, walk into the light. I'm tired, I'm hungry, I can't see anything, I'm freezing, I'm sunburnt, I'm desperate. It's a guy on his PDA, this BlackBerry. You know, normally somebody would have like a whole bunch of nasty shit to say about. I'm like, oh, yeah, way to be on your BlackBerry in paradise, dude. Nice, really, really nice. But I throw myself at his feet, and I'm like, help. Help me, help. And he looks down at me sympathetically and just like with the blue light shining up above him, he goes, oh honey, you look horrible. And I was like, I know. So he guides me back to my cabana and I just thought, there's nobody there. I was like, those bastards, they left me. They're out drinking tequila somewhere and I'm here. I'm sunburned, I'm tragic. And really, they had left me a note that was like, we're combing the beach for your body with the police. We've been looking for you forever. Please, if you come back, do something. Set up a flare gun. And no, I just had no faith in my friends. And I guess the moral of the story is I should be happy to have such great friends that, you know, can face my mental instability in the face of a controversial game of, say, rummy. Thanks.